Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Beis, five lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the mitzvah that states in Pashas Ki Tzeitzei that in specific circumstances, a poel has the right to eat from the crops that he's working on in the field of the Baal HaBayis. As the Pesukim state, Ki Sava Bekeremer Echa V'Elchata Anovim Ki Nafshecha Sovecha V'El Keli Chaloi Sitein. And the next Pasuk states, Ki Sava Bekomis Re'echa V'Ketavta Melunas B'Yadecha V'Chemish Loisana V'El Komis Re'echa. And the Mishnah states, that a poel has a right to eat cucumbers even if they're expensive and even if they're worth a dinar and even if the value of the cucumbers is more than his wages. And a similar din applies to a keseves, to a date, that even if its value is a dinar and it's more valuable than his wages, he still receives this bonus and the poel has a right to eat the date. And this seems to be the pashas of the pasuk, as the pasuk states, that you're allowed to eat as much as you want and even until the point that you're full, and the Torah doesn't seem to make a chiluk between the amount of money that the actual item costs, and even if the crops that you will eat are more than your wages. And how do we know that the Tanakhama is talking about a case where the cucumber or the date was more valuable than his wages? That is because of the next shita in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Elazar Chasma states that lo yoichel poel yesal schari, that a poel cannot eat more than his wages, and we see that the Tanakhama holds that a poel could eat more than his wages, and Rabbi Elazar Chasma argues in Tanakhama, and he says that a poel cannot eat more than his wages. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar Chasma's Makar is based on a pasuk that says kinafshecha, and we learn that a poel can eat based on his soul, and Rashi says kischirusai, the amount of wages which is considered his soul, as shemoysen nafshe lov lalis pi'ilayin oy b'mokum sakana, as in order for a person to survive, and in order for a person to make enough money to live, a poel will even go up into trees, or b'mokum sakana, and therefore when the pasuk says the lashon kinafshecha, it's referring to a person's wages. And therefore, the Torah is telling us that he's allowed to eat grapes up to the amount of his wages, but not more than that. And the Shita brings down the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonason, the Bevada in a Mascha Atzmoy, Bemoy Shem Pachos, Sheyachal is Bayabahen, that a person wouldn't tire himself out and wouldn't take a wage which is not enough to support himself. And therefore, the Torah says that the maximum amount you're allowed to eat while you're in the field is only up to the amount of your wages, as that's a normal amount to eat while you're working, as that's a standard amount that a person eats for a day. And Loidir Torah Al Mishu, the Torah is not teaching us a din b'negei a person that eats more than the standard person, or that hires himself out for less than the standard amount that he would generally eat in one day. As the Torah is even speaking about a person that's gluttonous, that eats a lot of food, and even so, the Torah teaches us that all poelim have a right to eat any crops that they want while they're in the sada and while they're working. And the Mishnah continues that we just saw the shita of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar Chasma, and the Gemara continues, however, the Chama Mater, a poel to eat as much as he wants, even if it will be more than his wages. And certainly the Shita of Chachamim seemed to be exactly like the Tanakhama, and the Gemara will ask, Chachamim hainu Tanakhama. The Chachamim continue, av malam nisa adam shloyei ravtun v'hisoysim es pesach b'fonav. Even though it's mutter for a poel to eat as much as he wants, and even more than his wages, however, certainly we should give an eitzah teva to a poel that while he's working for the Baal HaBayis, he should not eat so much, as if he does so, then other people won't want to hire him in the future. And as we mentioned, certainly there is a chiluk between the sheet of the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, and Rabbeinu Yonason points out, the halacha is like Chachamim, v'loike stam adereisha, and we don't go like the Tanakhama, even though it's a stam tana, the ashkan kama stam di yichida inun, that we find many stamas which are yichida, can I mean in stam asis rameya, av a loshen Chachamim koil rabim, v'oi di mistavet taimao de nochenu, that's mistavet tamar Chachamim, and therefore we pass like the Chachamim and not like the Tanakhama. And an interesting point to note is that we speak about Rabbi Elazar Chasma, and we find many times in Shas that a person's name is based on the Shita that they speak about in Shas. And over here, Rabbi Elazar is talking about the Halacha of Chasima and the Halacha of Leisachsim Shabbadishai. The Gemara begins, Chachamim Hainu Tanakhama, that L'chayr, the Shita of the Chachamim, is exactly the same Shita as the Tanakhama. And the Gemara will bring three Terutzim. Number one, Iker B'Nayu Avim Lamdin. There's an Afgamina between the Shita of Chachamim and Tanakhama, been a gated point that the Chacham made of Avim Lamdin Sa'adim Shalayi Ravdin V'yisaysim Esa Pesach B'fonav. As the Tanakhama Leslie Melamdin, the Tanakhama holds that we don't go and tell a poel that he should be careful not to eat so much, as a Baal HaBayis won't want to hire him. However, Rabbanan Islu Melamdin, Rabbanan say we do give this Eitzah Teiva to the poel. And Rashi states, Avim Melamdin, Oim Loi Derech Eitzah Genes, and the Rush states, V'toy We explain the Tanakama less lame in London. It doesn't require us to give this Eitz Taiva. However, Rabbeinu Yonason actually says also lamed Isai that it's actually also to go and tell this to a pile. A filu b'derech Eitzah she'in lanu laka mashen stavenu min haTorah v'haTorah zachsalai. That it's actually also to go and tell the pile this, as that will make the pile feel that he's doing something wrong by eating. And lemaisa the Torah says that he's allowed to eat in the field, and therefore it's also to dissuade a pile from eating what is his and from taking what belongs to him and what he has rights to. Gemara continues with the second teretz, a second chiluk between the Tanakama and the Rabbanon. I could tell you, Rav Asi, the nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Rabbanon is if they hold the sheet of Rav Asi. The Amr Rav Asi, as Rav Asi taught us, that even if the Baal Bayis only hired a poyel to collect one cluster of grapes for him, the poyel has a right to even eat the entire cluster of grapes and leave the Baal Bayis nothing. Rashi seems to have been goyus Tanakama isle Rav Asi and Rabbanon less Rabasi. As Rashi points out, that how do we know that Tanakama is Isle Rabasi? The Hori Kama, as this is what the Tanakama states, Poyel Echel Kishus, and he used the Lashin Yochid, Shilubada Vein Oid, and Smashmud is the only cucumber, and there are no other cucumbers, Vafilu Yishavadina, and even if it's worth a dinar, and even so, the Poyel has a right to eat that cucumber. The Os Rabbelezel Meima, and Rabbelezel Chasma, argued in Tanakama, he says, Bein Shilubada, Bein Shisachal of Chavisa, it doesn't make a difference if it's the only cucumber or if there are many cucumbers, then I'm sure that if it's more valuable than his wages, that he can't eat it. Finally, that certainly I agree with the Tanakama. If this poyel was hired as a day worker, and therefore he's going to pick many cucumbers, then he has a right to eat a cucumber, even if it's more valuable than the wages. But if he's only hired to pick one cucumber, then he doesn't hold like the din of Rav Asi. The poyel has no right to eat that cucumber, even if it's less than the value of his wages. Now, Chacham hold that although generally a poyel can eat more than his wages, however, if this is the only item that he's actually picking, therefore there's no kiyum of Al-Kal Yichloi Sitein, as the poyel didn't place anything into the basket of the Baal Bayis, and therefore the poyel doesn't have any rights to eat from those crops. Before the Gemara gets to the third chiluk between the Tanakam and Rabbanon, the Gemara continues and brings another member of Rav Asi, the Amr Rav Asi, and Rav Asi said a similar din, Afilu Leibotze El Eshkel Echad Yichloi, that even if a Baal Bayis hired a poyel as a Schir Yoyim, and hired him for a full day of work, and Rav Asi hold that even if the poyel only just started working and he didn't place any of the grapes or any of the vines into the basket of Baal Bayis, that even so the poyel could already eat from the field since the poyel already started working. And as Rashi says, afilu lebatza yischari l'chol yoyim mutu lechol l'ashkel rishon shebatza. The Gemara continues v'tzricha, and we need both of these members of Rav Asi, the iyashmin hakamaisa, if we would only say the first member of Rav Asi, and we'd say that even if he was hired for one cluster of grapes, that the poyel can eat it. We should say that certainly if you could eat one cluster of grapes when you're only picking one cluster of grapes, then pashut that if you're going to pick many clusters of grapes, then why can't you eat the first cluster of grapes? And the Gemara explains, Mishum, the lekala mesa lekel shel Baal Bayis, is maybe in the case where the Baal Bayis only hired the poyel to pick one cluster of grapes, if we would say that the poyel can't eat from that cluster of grapes, and would namely have bereisha v'hada ochel, that you should place that cluster of grapes into the basket of the Baal Bayis, and then you're allowed to eat the Yav Sula Yachal, but once he placed it into the basket of the Baal Bayis, then he completed his schiris, and therefore he can't eat any longer. Vatera Tira Lechal, and the Torah specifies that he has a right to eat any time that he's working for a Baal Bayis. And maybe it is only in this case, Rav Asi said, that a pearl has the right to eat that cluster of grapes, even though that is the only thing that he was hired to pick. However, but maybe in the case where the pearl was hired for the full day, and certainly he will be placing some clusters of grapes and some grapes into the basket of Baal Bayis. So, let us say that the Torah requires the poyel to place some grapes into the basket of Baal Bayis, and only at that point would he have a heter to eat from the rest of the grapes. And that's why Rav Asi had to tell us the second din, v'yashmin b'ha, and Rav Asi would only tell us the second halacha, the efshal kiyum will be saved. So maybe we would say that the poyel has a right to eat the grapes because ultimately he will be able to place other grapes into the basket of Baal Bayis, and therefore, even prior to placing any grapes into the basket of Baal Bayis, the Torah still gave the poyel an ability and a right to eat from the other pears in the field. However, but in the first case of Rav Asi, where the Baal Bayis specifically hired the poyel to only pick one cluster of grapes, and in that scenario, if the poyel will actually eat that full cluster of grapes, he will not be putting any grapes of the Baal Bayis into the Baal Bayis' basket, so maybe the Torah did not give the right to the poyel to eat at all. And Sricha, and that is why we need the first case of Rav Asi as well, and therefore we need both members of Rabasi. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to its original Shaila as to what the chilk is between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. And the Gemara states, Ibayis Emo, or I could tell you a third Teretz and a third Nafkamina between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. It could be now the Rav, and the Nafkamina would be if we hold like the Shita of Rav or not, the Amr Rav, as Rav stated, Matzas and Megillah Star and Beir Abchia, I found a hidden scroll in the house of my uncle Rav Chia, the Kasaba, and it was written in Megillah Starim, Isa ben Yehuda Oimea, that Isa ben Yehuda stated, when a person comes into the vineyard of his friend, and the Pasuk doesn't tell us that we're talking about a pile, and even though the Gemara and Pei Zayin and Beis brought a Braisa, and the Braisa stated, however, Isa ben Yehuda learns, Bebi is called the Makasubadaba, that the Torah actually allows any person to go into anyone's field, and as long as they're going to work in that person's field, then they have a right to eat from the payers, even if they're not hired as a worker. But Amar Rav, and Rav stated, Lishavik Isi Chayil Choberya, by dashing the pasuk in this manner, Isi is actually causing major losses to a Baal Bayis, as certainly an owner of a field would rather have his full-time employees that are working for him, that they will have a right to eat the crops, rather than having a hefkevelt and allowing anyone that wants a free meal to come into the Sada and eat from his crops. Once again, Rashi seems to be Goyer's Tanakama Leslie the Isi. The Tanakama does not hold of the Shita of Isi. As Rashi brings, the Ha'ichel Poil Ktani, as the Lashon of Tanakama was, that a Poil has a right to eat, and therefore it's Mashma only a Poil and not anyone else. Rabbanan Basroi, Islu the Isi, and the Chacham who just dated the Chacham Matirin, they hold of the Shita of Isi, and anyone that wants to come into the field of the Baal Bayis can come and work and eat from the crops. As Rashi states, certainly a poil has a right to eat even more than its wages, as even if he wouldn't be a hired worker and he wouldn't be paid at all, he has a right to eat, and certainly that's more than a schar, and he's not being paid at all, and therefore it's buchach that the chum hold like isi. And keep in mind, when the Gemara stated ibayis imo ikur b'nao derav, certainly the machlekes between the Tanakam and the Chachamim is not in the shita of Rav, but they are being choylik in the shita of Isi ben Yehuda that was brought down by Rav. But as we saw, Rav didn't seem to like the shita of Isi ben Yehuda. The Gemara just mentioned Megillah Starim, and Rashi points out Megillah Tmuna, this was a hidden scroll, Lefisha Asa Lichtav Halachis, as it's also to write down Halachis, because you can't write Torah Shabbat Peh, Lushay Shemeh Dvah Chiddush, when they used to hear Dvah Chiddush, Vyari Lashaykai, and they were scared they would forget it, Hayakrisvi Mastirim in Ayin, so they would write it down, but they would keep that scroll hidden away. Gemara continues, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi states, Amisa Lashmaitza Kamid Rav Kana, I mentioned the Shita of Isa ben Yehuda to Rav Kana, and I also mentioned that Rav did not like the Shita, as Rav stated, Lashavik Isi Chai Lachol Bayer, and Rav Kana thought that Rav had a problem with Isa ben Yehuda, as he understood that Isa ben Yehuda let anyone that wants come into the field and take any crops from the Baal Bayis, and therefore certainly the Baal Bayis would lose all of his produce, as the Torah is making his entire field Hefkar, and therefore Rav had a problem and stated, Lashavik Isi Chai Lachol Bayer. However, Amali, Rav Kana said to me, Dilma Ba'isim B'sudasan, the Avdu V'achlu, maybe Isa ben Yehuda only stated his din, not benegeya any person, but Isa ben Yehuda was teaching us that if there's a person that wants to come into someone else's field and actually harvest his crop, then he would have a right to eat during the time that he's harvesting his crop. Therefore, Rav's taina of Leishavik Isi Chai L'chol Berya is not a good taina, as certainly the Baal Bayis is getting a benefit from the fact that this person is actually harvesting his crop. The Gemara states for Rav, but Rav actually had this question because Afilu Hachi, even so, and even though Rav understood that Isa ben Yehuda was specifically talking about a case, Ba'isim Misudasan, where a person comes into the field of the Baal Bayis and is actually working the crop and then eating his fill and eating a meal in the Sada. However, even so, a Baal Bayis is not happy with this, and Rav's Lashon of Leishavik Isi Chayel Cholberia is correct, as Nichalei Le'inish La'igah Agurei V'niktafei L'padisei V'le'nesi Kula Alma V'achalei, and as we explained previously, that a person would rather have his full-time workers have people that he has a relationship with go and work in his field, and they should eat from the crops, rather than having a hefkevelt where anyone that wants could come into his field and work a little bit and eat from his crops. The Gemara continues, Yibaylu, with the following Shaila, and the Gemara will discuss the Shaila until Dar Tzadik Gimel and Aleph, and the Gemara wants to define why the Torah said that a poil has a right to eat. What are the mechanics of this halacha? And the Gemara asks, poil mishaloyu oichol or mishal shemayimu oichol? When the Torah gave a right for a poil to eat, is it that the Torah said that we're giving him an extra wage and he's eating his own crops, and as Rashi says, mishaloyu oichol, taisv schahu, it's an additional schah that the Torah granted him, shayisif alay Torah, or do we say that mishal shemayimu oichol, as Rashi says, b'matnas gemilas chasadim, that we look at this as a matana of gemilas chasadim, keshab matnas aniyim, and it is similar to other matnas aniyim. More is, l'mayin afkamina, and what is the afkamina for the shayla? If the the poel says that I won't eat from these peiros, and instead I want to give the rights to the crop to my wife or to my children, if you will say that it's considered his mamon, and as Ritva says, mamon gam shaloi, so he has a right to these peiros, and if he doesn't want to eat it, he can transfer this right to his wife or to his children. However, if this is mishamayim kazachu, and it's based on gemil chasadim, then the Torah only gave the rights to the actual worker and to the actual poel, but this right is not transferable, and he can't give that right over to his wife or his children. And as Rashi says, l'day zachar rachmana b'tzedakah, v'chol zman d'lay matli yodei, l'day zachar lay, d'lay sili ishtar ubanav. And the Gemara asks, Mai, what is the din? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from our Mishnah. As the Mishnah stated, Oichel Poel Kishas Vafilu Bedina, and Kisevis Vafilu Bedina. And the Gemara asks, I'm Mishaloi Oichel, if you're going to say that a Poel has a right and he has a monetary right to the actual food, Oigibidanka Ochel Bezuza, do you think it makes sense that the Torah would give him a monetary right that even though the standard wages of a Poel is 1/6 of a Zuz or 1/6 of a Dinar, and he'll be able to eat a full Dinar and a full Zuz? Of course, that doesn't seem to make any sense. And therefore, it must be that's Mishal Shemayim Oichel, and it's Xeris Hakosev. But the Gemara asks, "Fellow Mai, Mishal Shemayim Oichel." And if you're going to tell me that's Mishal Shemayim Oichel, Soif Soif, Oyge Bedanka, Ocha Bezuza, do you think the Torah would make Xeris Hakosev that even where the standard wages of a poel is 1/6 of a dinar, that he would be able to eat a full zuz? It doesn't seem to make any sense. So even if we hold Mishal Shemayim Oichel, we still have to say that this is Xeris Hakosev. And even though it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, this is what the Torah states. Therefore, we could say the same svara, even if we hold Mishaloi Oichel, and even though this seems to be a major bonus that the poel is getting, however, this is based on Xeris HaKosev that the Torah states. Therefore, from the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, we have no raya to either tzad. The Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your raya for the next part of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah stated, Rabbi Lezer Chasma Imel Lo Yoichel Poel Yoisal Schare, Vecham Matirin, and the Gemara states, My Lab Baka Mifkli, let us say that the Machlik is between Rabbi Lezer Chasma and Chachamim is the mass of Mishaloi Oichel, and Rabbi Lezer Chasma holds that and therefore a poel can't eat more than his wages, and a chum hold that mishal shemayim oichel, and therefore he could even eat more than his wages. And the Gemara states, loy the kuli al mishaloi oichel, really all could hold that is mishaloi oichel. The hocha b'chanaf shecha kamitli, and the machleik is between Rabbi Lezer Chasman and Chumim how to explain the pasuk in the Torah that states kinaf shecha sovecha as masava kinaf shecha kedav shemoyse nafshelav. And as we explained, Rabbi Lezer Chasman holds that since the pasuk says that you should eat kinaf shecha like your soul, that's telling us that he could only eat the amount of his wages, as wages are called kinafshecha, because a person will do as much work as he needs, and he will put himself in danger in order to make a panasa. And therefore, the Torah is telling us that when the poel eats, he could only eat up to the amount of kinafshecha, and only up to the amount of his wages. As Ritva points out, as the pasuk states, for I love whom noisei is nafshei. Therefore, chilu amrachmana. It's as if the Torah states, v'chalta anovim bischarecha. He could only eat the amount of anovim, which would be up to the amount of your wages and up to the amount that you will risk your life for, which is the amount of panasa that a person needs in order to earn a living. The Gemara continues, Masavo, however, Rabban Hol Kinafshecha, Ma Nafshecha M'chasam Tepata, just like if a person himself is working in a field, and certainly a person can muzzle himself, and there is no Issa of Chasima by the Balabais himself, Apoel M'chasam Tepata, and therefore we learn that the Issa of Balsachsaim doesn't apply to a poel and only applies to an animal, and therefore that the Rabbanan don't have the lima of kinafshecha to teach us the din of kinafshecha meis nafshecha lov. Therefore, they learn that a poel has a right to eat as much as he wants, and as the Torah states, he has a right to eat anovim kinafshecha sabecha, and he could fill himself up, and even if that amount is more than his wages. Keep in mind that even though the Gemara just stated loy de kule al mishaloi oichel, it doesn't mean that everyone has to hold mishaloi oichel, but the Gemara means that it is possible that everyone hold mishaloi oichel. Certainly, they all could hold mishamayim oichel, and therefore, there's no raya from this part of the Mishnah to eat the tzad of the Gemara. And Ayin and Taisus, who discusses this point, and he also brings down a girsa that is not goes to word the kule alma mishaloi oichel. Gemara continues, Tashma, nazir she'amar tun l'ishti ubanai in shemloi. If there was a nazir that working in a vineyard, and a nazir can't eat wine and can't eat grapes, therefore he wasn't able to eat any of the grapes while he's working, and instead he said that I want to give my share to my wife and my children in shemloi, and he can't transfer those rights. And the Gemara asks, v'yam mishaloi oichel, that bishleim if we hold mishamayim oichel, so we understand that he doesn't have any rights to those peiros until he actually eats the peiros, and therefore he can't transfer to his wife or his children. However, if he actually has rights to these peiros, amayin shemloi, why can't he transfer the rights to his wife and children? The Gemara answers, hasam mishum lech lech amir nazira schar schar lekamalei sikrav, that since he's a nazir and the there's an issur derabbanan for a nazir to work in a vineyard, and there's an issur derabbanan for a nazir to even walk through a vineyard. Therefore, Rabbanan knast him, and they didn't allow a nazir to transfer over his rights to the crops to his wife and children. However, in a chanami, if there was a person that was not a nazir and doesn't want to eat the crops, he would have a right to transfer over the rights to the crops to his wife and children. Gemara continues, Tashma, Poel Sh'oma, Tula Ishtiyu Bonai, in Shemloi. This brisa doesn't speak about a nazir and speaking about a regular worker, and even so, the brisa states that he can't give over the rights to his crops to his wife and children. And the Gemara therefore asks, V'yam Mishloi Weichel, and if you're going to say that Poel has a monetary right to his crops, Amai in Shemloi, so why don't we listen to him, and why can't he transfer over these rights to his wife and children? And the Gemara explains, My Poel, Nazir, that in the Chanami, this brisa is also talking about a nazir, and even though it says a B'loshin Poel, it's really referring to a nazir, and even though Midiraisa he can't transfer over his rights to his wife or children, however, the Rabbanan will goyza that since he was over on the Takana of Lech Lech Amr Nazira, Schar Schar Lekamalei Sikrav, therefore they didn't give him a right to transfer his rights to the crops to his wife and children. And the Gemara asks, Vatanya Nazir, Vatanya Poel. We had two different brises. In the first brisa, the brisa actually specified that we're talking about a nazir. The second brisa said the Loshin Poel Stoma, and therefore it's mashmor that the second brisa is not talking about a nazir. And how can you tell me that the second brisa is talking about a nazir? And the Gemara states, Midia Gabe Adodi Tanyan, that in the Chanami, even though the second brisa used Lashon Poel, it wasn't stated at the same time as the first brisa. And in the Chanami, it's referring to a case where Nazir was working in the field, and since he was Oiva on the Issa of Lech Lech Amenazir, Schar Schar Lekam Le Sikrav, therefore he's not allowed to transfer over the rights to his crops to his wife or children. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, we learned in the brisa, Minayin Lepoel Sha'ama Tula Ishtiyu Banai She'in Shemloi, that how do we know that if a worker says, I want to give the rights to the crops to my wife and children, and I won't eat from the crops, then we don't listen to him. Shenem Abel Kelly Chalei Sitein, that the only heter is for the person that's working there and the actual poil that's placing the crops into the kalim of the balabayas. And the Gemara states, Bechitem Hachi Nami Nazir, and if you can tell me that in this brisa we're also talking about a case of a nazir, Ihachi Mashum Al Kelly Chalei Sitein, then why would the brisa state that the reason why he can't transfer the rights is based on the pasuk of Al Kelly Chalei Sitein, Mashum Lech Lech Amenaziru, if the real reason is because he was Eva on the Kanz Chomim of Lech Lech Amunazira, and therefore we knas that he can't transfer over his rights to his wife and children? And the Gemara answers, Ein Chanami, really the Brisa is talking about a Nazir, and really the reason why he can't transfer over the rights to his wife or children is because he was Eva on the Kanz Chomim of Lech Lech Amunazira. And Ein Chanami, since the Brisa used the Lashon Poel, therefore the Brisa also brought down a pasuk that's relevant to a Poel, but Ein Chanami, we're really talking about a Nazir, and the real reason is based on knas, since he was Eva on Lech Lech Amr Nazira. Now that we completed the Gemara's questions that are relevant to Naziris, let's see the second Taisus from the bottom of Amid Diba Masal via Amr Mishaloi Weichel Amayin Shemiloi, where Taisus is, Bin Taima, the Mai Parach, Hakivin Duhu Eni Yachel Lechel, Havale Kechel Lesh Eni Yachel Litel Lehem. Taisus points out that Lemaisa we know that even if we hold Mishaloi Weichel, the Poel can only give away anything that is possible for him to actually physically eat. And for example, if a Poel is sick and he can't eat at all, then he certainly has no right to give over his right to those payers, as he can only give away what he can physically eat. And therefore, L'chayr, why is the Gemara asking a question from the case of a Nazir, if a Nazir has no right to eat payers, and therefore, even though we would hold Mishalei Weichel, he still would not have a right to give over his share to his wife or to his children? His answer is that a Nazir is not similar to L'chayla, and L'idami L'chayla, the L'chayla in a tov L'payers Shalafanav, as a L'chayla doesn't have an appetite for any of the payers, V'l'chayla Zoch L'Rachmana, av a Nazir the tov Zoch L'Kishapoyel, however, Nazir certainly wants to eat, however, he can't eat based on Issa Deraisa. Therefore, if we would hold Mishaloi Weichel, he should be able to transfer these rights to his wife and his children. And Taisus then asks, Vim Taima, Elamai, Mishal Shemayim Weichel, according to the Gemara, did the Braisa hold Mishal Shemayim Weichel? Why would the Braisa specifically talk about a case of a Nazir, as L'chayr it's irrelevant that he's a Nazir? And Taisus says, Beishlema, the Urch Ramilsa Nakat, Shad Nazir Rogaloi Mekain Lepisha Eno Eichel, that the Braisa is talking about a normal case, and a normal case of a person that would give away the rights to his food, to his wife and children, would likely be in a case where the poel is a nazir, and therefore he is unable to eat the payers on his own, and potentially that's why the second brisa that states the lashon poel, the Gemara feels, is also talking about a case of nazir, as that is the Urcha de Milsa. The Gemara continues, Tashma, we learned in the brisa, Haseches HaPoel Lekatzus B'Teinim, if Reuven hires a worker in order to spread out his figs in the field, in order to dry them out, we continue on Daftzadeh Beis on Beis, Hareze Eichel Potem in HaMaisa, so the poel has a right to eat these payers, as L'maisa is performing a task regarding payers that are already not mechubal kaka, and L'maisa these payers are not yet migmer melachton for Maisa, and therefore the poil is potter min Maisa, as we previously discussed. And the Braisa continues, Al Menasha Eichel Aniyu Bini, Oishi Yoichel Bini Bischari, if he makes a condition with the owner, that certainly based on the Din Torah, I have a right to eat peiros, but I also want you to give a bonus and allow my son to also eat these peiros. Or the poil said to the Balabayas, that I want you to give a right to my son to eat the entire amount that I will be able to eat. The Braisa teaches us that in the first case, Hu Eichel Pata, so the poil certainly has a right to eat, and he'll be potter for Maiseris, as he is not considered a lekeach, and he's eating based on the Din Torah, and therefore he's not chayiv in Maiseris. However, Benoi Eichel v'chayiv, his son will be able to eat peiros, but will be chayiv to take off Maiseris because he's considered a lekeach. And as we previously learned, that Rabbanon stated that someone that buys peiros from his friend is already chayiv in Maisa, even though it was not nigma malachta l'maisa, as he was machshiv these peiros based on the fact that he bought it, and therefore it's considered nigma malachta and yechayiv in Maisa mid Rabbanon. And as Rashi states, who eichel pata that the poil could eat, and he'll be pata from Maisa. Shatayu zichsel lekelekat shichel peya shapturim mina Maisa. How would bnei eichel v'chayiv b'Maisa have a lekelekeach mekach shalei nigma malachtai that he's considered like a lekeach, and even though it was not nigma malachtai, he's chayiv to take off Maisa mid Rabbanon. The Gemara is that at least in the second case of the Braisa of Ashi Yechel Bini Bischari, so the poil is actually assigning his rights to eat these peiros to his son, and if we hold that the poil eats based on his own rights and he has a monetary right to these peiros, so Benoya Mai Chayev, why would his son be Chayev in Maiseris if we previously learned that a poil doesn't have a din of a lekeach and doesn't have a chayev in Maisa, and therefore that right should transfer over to his son as well, and the son should also not be Chayev in Maisa. Therefore it must be that we hold Mishamayim Hu Eichel, and he has no right to transfer over these rights to his child, and when the child is eating these peiros, it's considered an extra wage that's given to the poil, and if so, when the son eats, it's considered as if he's a lekeach, and that's why he's chayev in Maisa. And the Gemara answers, Amravino mishum the mechzik mekach, that in the chanami really mishaloi oichol, that a poil eats based on his own monetary rights, and therefore he should be able to assign that to his son, and his son should not be considered lekeach. However, Rabbanan stated that although in the chanami benegay the poil, we would consider the poil like the balabayas, and he does not have to take off Maisa. However, once the poil transfers his rights to the son, and the son actually didn't do any work in the field, therefore we consider the son like a lekeach, and Rabbanan is chayev Maisa. And Rashi explains, Mishum the Mechse Kimekach, Hoel the Asne, because the father made this Tnai, Avalachil the Tu, the Ena Betnai, Afagad Beschahu, Loidami Le Mekach, is not considered like a Mekach, and therefore the poil himself is not considered like a Lekach, and is not even Chayev to take off Maisa Midrabonon. The Gemara continues, Toshma, and the Gemara will bring a Raya from the next Mishnah, and from here until the next Mishnah, the Gemara will actually discuss and explain the next Mishnah. As the Mishnah states, Haseches HaPoilim, if someone hires workers, Lasses Benetar Vaish, in order to work in a field that is currently neter avai, and we know that even though you can't use the peiros of a tree for the first 3 years, as that's our law, but in the fourth year, you actually are able to use those peiros, but you have to bring them up to Yerushalayim and eat the peiros in Yerushalayim, and the dinim follow the dinim of Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, Harei Eilu Lo Yechlu, so these poilim can't eat the neter avai, as it's also to eat these fruits while they're working, since they have to be brought to Yerushalayim. As Rashi points out, the boy chaymer, the gama kodesh kodesh b'maisa, over tchila, and originally when he hired them, it was based on the fact that it was neter avai, and therefore they understood that they won't be able to eat these peiros while they're working. However, if the Baal Bayis never told them that this field is neter avai, then the workers do have a right to eat peiros, and therefore he has to be poided in neter avai, just like one could be poided in Maisa Sheni, and then the poilim could eat from these peiros. And the Gemara is, the Gemara feels that Bishlema, if we say Mishalei Oichel, so then every poil has a monetary right in these peiros, and therefore it's as if these poilim own this neter avai, and therefore the Baal Bayis will have to be poid to these peiros, and the poilim will be able to eat these peiros. However, if we hold that the Torah gave a right to the poilim to eat these peiros, so the Torah only gave these rights to the poilim when it's not going to be asa. However, in the case of neter avai, where it's asa to eat, certainly the Torah did not mean to say that a poil should be able to eat these peiros, and why would the Mishnah teach us that poid to machilon? And the Gemara answers, Hasu Mishun, the Mechzik Mechatois, in a Chanami, based on the standard din, the din should be that they can't eat these peiros, and certainly the Torah was not Mezakadam, peiros of Neter Avai. However, Lemaisa, since they didn't know it was peiros of Neter Avai, therefore they went into this deal with the thought process that they would be able to eat these peiros, and since they can't eat these peiros, therefore it would be a Mechatois, and that's why the Mishnah teaches us that in order that it should not be a Mechatois, the Baal Bayis has to be put in Neter Avai, and the Poilim could eat it. As Rashi says, Kemechatois, Vilmolio, if the owner would have told the poil that these these piris are neter vai, the poel would have known that he couldn't eat these piris while he's working, then the poel wouldn't have agreed to work for the balabayas. The Gemara continues, Ema Seifa, let us see the next case of the Mishnah. Before we continue, let's point out that if someone picks figs in order to mold them into a fig cake, then the Gemara Malacha for Maisa is once the mead and molded into the fig cake. In addition, if someone picks grapes in order to make wine, then we will see that there's machlekes as to when is Nigma Malachta and Lamaisa. But certainly once the wine is transferred from the pit into the cask of wine, then certainly it's going to be Chayv Maisa. And based on this, the Mishnah and the Aftzat Gimel Amal teach us Nispasu Agulav Nispatru Chav Yesav Hare'ilu Layechlu. If an owner already took its figs and made it into a Gula Dvela, and therefore they were already Chayv Maisa, then the fig cake got broken apart and they are once again loose figs, and the owner now hires this worker in order to put the figs back into the mold. We're in a case where the Baal Bayis already took its wine and put it into a cask and sealed the cask, and then the cask opened, and now he's hiring the poel in order to reseal his cask. So the din is that the poel cannot eat these figs and cannot drink the wine while he's working, because Lamaisa is already past the Gemara Malach to Lamaisa, and we already learned that the only way that a poel has a right to eat is only if it's prior to the point that it's Nigma Malach to Lamaisa. And the Mishnah continues, Vim Lo Yodion. However, if the owner did not tell the poel that these figs were already a Gula Dvela, or that this wine is Chayv Maisa, so the owner has to take off Maisa, and then allow the poel to be able to eat the figs and drink the wine. And the Gemara ESV, and if you're going to tell me that the poel doesn't have a Schus Mamin, and just a Zoichim in a Shemayim, how could it be that you would be required to take off Maisa and give these peiros and give the wine to the poel, if Yisur Le Zachel Rachmana, that certainly the Torah was not Mizaka, something of Issa to a poel, and since it's already Chayv Maisa, certainly this is not included in what the Torah gave to the poel. Gemara continues, and if you're going to want to give me the same teretz and tell us that the reason why the owner has to take off Maisa and give it to the poel, because otherwise it seems like a mekach tais, as the poel would be able to claim that I thought that I would be able to eat these figs and drink this wine, and now it turns out that I'm not able to do so, and I wouldn't have taken this job, but bishlem and spasa gulav mechzik mekach tais. So we can understand in the first case of the Mishnah of the spasa gulav, so over there the poel just sees loose figs, and certainly he could have made a mistake and thought that these figs were not yet chayv maisa, and therefore it would be considered a mekach tais. However, elu nispatru chav yosef my mekach taisika, in the case where the seal of the cask got broken and was reopened, so what type of mekach tais is there, as the poel certainly saw that the wine was already in barrels and certainly it was already chayv maisa, and therefore the poel should have understood that he doesn't have the right to drink the wine. And as the Gemara states, may the yada de itvul leil maisa, that certainly the poel understood that the wine was already considered tevel and was chayv maisa. And as Rashi says, the Mishiyeri Labar, once wine goes into the secondary pit, and after it was already pressed in the gas, Havi Yayin Lamaisa, it's considered already Nigma Malachta Lamaisa. The Gemara answers, Om Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes explains that certainly we're talking about a case of Mekach Tais, and Shin Spatru Chavyesa Labar, we're talking about a case where not only did the seal come off, but the wine spilled back into the bar, and therefore the poel thought that this Yayin was not yet Chayv Lamaisa, and that's why it would be considered a Mekach Tais. And the Gemara now asks Rav Sheshes that how can you say that by the wine spilling into the bar, so the poel was confused and thought that this yayin was not nigma malach to lemaisa, but Tanya, but we learned the brisa yayin is shiur lebar, that yayin becomes nigma malach to lemaisa as already considered tevel once the wine goes from the gas into the bar. Therefore, since the poel saw that the wine was in the bar, certainly was already chayv maisa. And how could we explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case of mekach tais? And the Gemara responds, Rabbi Kiva, that in the chedami the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, the Amma Mishiyakva, Rabbi Kiva argues and says that yayin is not considered nigma malach to lemaisa until the wine is transferred from the wine press into the bar. Then the bar is already skimmed and all the dirt is taken off of the top and the stems are removed from the top of the wine. In this case, even though the wine is in the bar, but the amrulei, the poilim say to the Baal Bayis, lo yavi yadinon, that we didn't know that the bar was already skimmed and therefore we thought that it was not yet chayv maisa and we thought that it would be able to drink from the wine. And the Gemara continues and is for lemel hui boi lechu asuka daitechu dilmen mekafo, that the Baal Bayis should be able to respond to the poilim that is not considered a mekach tois as a moitzi mechaber olav araya. You should have realized that potentially the wine that's in the bar was already skimmed and was already nigma malach to lemaisa, and you wouldn't have a right to drink from this wine. And the Gemara answers that in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where there is a mekach tois, and ba'asra who gavred nokad iu mekafo, that we're talking about a place where it was customary that those poilim that transfer the wine from the bar into the kegs of wine are also responsible to skim the wine and take out the stems from the wine. wine, and therefore the poilin container, we actually thought that this wine was not yet nigma malach lemaisa, and it still had its stems in there, and it still had to be skimmed, and therefore we thought that we would be able to drink this wine, and now that we can't drink the wine, it's considered a mekach tais, and that's why the Mishnah tells us that the owner has to take off maisa from the wine, and this way the poilin can drink the wine. And the Gemara continues, v'hashad tani raz vid, b'dibir ha'poisha yayim mishiri l'bav, v'yikafa, rabbi kiva oim mishir shalab b'chavias, and now that Rav Zvid taught us in the Yeshiva of Hesha that Yayin becomes Nigma Malachta L'maisa once it goes into the pit and they already skim the wine, and only at that point does it become Nigma Malachta. And this Brisa, the version that we have of the Shita Rabbi Kiva, is Rabbi Kiva Imer. Rabbi Kiva states Mishishla B'chavias, that wine is not considered Nigma Malachta L'maisa at any point that it's in the bar. The only time that Yayin is Nigma Malachta L'maisa is once you transfer the wine from the bar into the barrels of wine. You also take the foam off of the top of the barrel of wine, and that is considered nigma malachta l'maisa. Fizeh, we could explain that the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Gimel Omad Aleph is going like Rabbi Kiva. And as we know, we like to have Mishnayos that would go according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, because we know Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir would go like the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, we could explain Afilu Temel Shlenis Batcho Chavies Labar. So we could even explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where a barrel of wine never spilled back into the bar, and even so, the Poilim could claim that's a Mekach Tois, as they thought that it was not nigma malachta l'maisa. As the only time that would be nigma malachta l'maisa is only once they remove the foam from the top of the barrel of wine. And the amulei and the pilum say to the Baal Bayis, lo yavi nadinim demashli, we didn't know that it was already nigma malachta l'maisa, and it was already mashli, as these barrels were already previously covered, and therefore the foam was already taken off. Therefore, it is considered a mekach tois. And the Gemara asks a similar question that we asked before, that l'maisa we have a din of a mitzvah mechaber olav raya, and b'nei melahu, and let the Baal Bayis say to the pilum, ibay lechu asuka dai taichu dilim mashli, that you should have thought to yourself that this wine was already nigma malachta l'maisa and the foam was already removed. Therefore, you should have realized that you wouldn't be able to drink from the wine while you were working. Once again, the Gemara answers ba'asra hu desharik hu mashli, that we're talking about an area where the custom was that the ones that seal the barrel are the ones that take off the foam from the top of the wine barrel, and therefore these poilim thought that by the fact that it was hired to seal the barrel, it must be that the foam was not yet taken off and it was not yet nigma malachta l'maisa, and they didn't realize that these wine barrels were already previously sealed, and therefore was already chai b'maisa, and that's why the Mishnah teaches us that in order that it shouldn't be a mekach tois, the owner has to take off maisa and make sure that the poilin could drink from this wine. The Gemara continues, Toshma, let us bring a raya from another case in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Mod Aleph, and the last two rayas that we brought were from the seif of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Mod Aleph, and this raya will be from the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Mod Aleph. The Mishnah states that although a poil has a right to eat peiris, however, koitzes odom alidei atzmoi alidei b'noyo b'tei gedolim, that if a poil wants to make a deal with the Baal HaBayis and tell the Baal HaBayis that although I have a right to eat the peiris, I want you to give me additional wages and I won't eat any of these peiris while I'm working, then he can do so. And as long as they know about it, so a father can make a similar tnai and negotiate this tnai for his son or daughter that are gedolim, and he could also make this tnai for his eved or shivcha that are gedolim, and he could also make this tnai for his wife. And the reason is because they're all b'nei das, therefore they could be moichel their rights to eat the peiris while they're working. However, the Mishnah continues, Aval ina koitzes lo yaldei b'nei obita ketanim v'lo yaldei avdei shivchasek ketanim v'lo yaldei behemptoi mepnei she'im ben das. However, a father cannot negotiate this term with the Baal HaBayis for his son or daughter that are ketanim, or for his eved ketani or his shivcha ketanis that are ketanim. He also can't negotiate this tnai when someone is using his behemoth and tell them that you'll pay me an extra fee in order to be able to muzzle my animal mepnei she'im ben das, as they don't have das. And when the Torah tells us, certainly you can't contract around that clause, certainly you can't contract around the issa of the sachsum shabidishai. The Mishnah also teaches us that you can't contract for your son or daughter da ketanim, or your eved or shivcha da ketanim. The Gemara continues, kasalka daitach b'mayla mezoinus, that the havmina is that the entire Mishnah is talking about a case where the father is actually giving all these people mezoinus and he's supporting them, and even though his children are gedolim, he's still supporting them. And we know when a father or a husband or a master gives mezoinus to his children or to his wife or to his avodim, then he has a right to their maisei yadayim. Therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah stated that he doesn't have a right to contract around the ability for his children or avodim that are ketanim. So we should be able to bring a raya that mishamayim u'oichol. And as the Gemara states, i'am b'shleim mishal shamayim u'oichol misham hachi in a koitzes, then it makes sense that since the only reason why a poel gets the rights to eat the crops not part of the wages and is a special din in Torah and a special gzeir sakosav, then it makes sense that even though the father father has a right to the wages, but even though he's supporting them, he still doesn't have a right to the actual food that they will eat, as that food is only given to them based on Gzeiras HaKosev and is not considered part of the wages. Therefore, it makes sense why the father cannot make this tnai. He needs the consent of the child, and the child is not a bendas, and therefore can't be meichel. However, the Gemara now says, but if you're going to say that the reason why a pearl eats the crops is because it's mama gama shaloi, then since the father is supporting these children, therefore the right to eat these crops is actually a schus mamin. Since the father owns a schus mamin, since he's taking care and he's supporting these children, therefore katana nami nikas lahu, even by the case of katanim, he should be able to contract around, make a deal with the owner that he will pay him an extra wage in order that the children should not be able to eat while they're working. The Gemara answers that inachanami, if the father would actually be supporting these children, then certainly he would have a right to contract around a clause that grants the children a right to eat the peiros while they're working. However, Hachav Bayeskinon, our Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, is talking about a scenario where the father is not supporting his children or his wife or the avodim. Therefore, even though Mishaloi Oichel, but the father and the husband and the master doesn't have a right to their wages, and therefore he can't contract around their clause. He can't make a deal with the owner that they won't eat these peiros and they won't eat while they're working. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi Gedolim Nami, if it's true that he wasn't giving them mezainis and therefore he has no right to their wages, how could the Reish of the Mishnah tell us that he can go and contract around those rights? If Lemaisa, he has no rights to their wages. And the Gemara answers, Gedolim Yodei V'Kamachli, even though he has no rights to the wages, but Lemaisa, these Gedolim knew that he was negotiating this on their behalf, and they knew about it, and they were Meichel. And Ayin Taisis, Diva Maskli, Hochi Gedolim Nami, that Iyam Bishleim, Bemaila Mazenis, Umishal Shemaim Meichel, Asi Shapit, the Kaitse Begdolim, the Kivin Zonaisam, since he supports them, Machli Belev Shalim, therefore they know that the wages belong to their father and the Meichel Belev Shalim. However, the Gemara's question is, Eli Amr Bishayim Mala Mazenis, Amai Kaitse Begdolim, Lemaisa, he's not supporting them, and A Misratzim Belev Shalim, Kivin Shein Zonaisam, Eli Miura Hinoisin, Vanusimain, therefore how could it be that the father's tonight with the Balabayas will actually work? And the Mishani, the Gemara answers, Gedolim Afilu Kshein Zon, Machli Belev Shalim, that even though he's not supporting them, they're still Meichel Belev Shalim, and Lefizeh, it's a bit sarach bia, as to what the Havmina and Maskana of our Gemara is. And let's keep in mind that although we brought multiple Rayas, but at this point of the Gemara, we have no Raya to either side, and we don't have a Raya as to why a Poel could eat from the crops that he's working with, and we don't have a Raya if it's considered Mishalei Oichel or Mishamayim Oichel. The Gemara will now bring a Braisa and ask a Stira on the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, Aval Eina Kritzis Lo Yalidei B'nai Yobita Ketanim V'lo Yalidei Avdei V'shichase Ketanim. As we will see, although this Braisa will be exactly like the Mishnah that we just had, however, the Braisa will say one clause which will be different than our Mishnah, as the Braisa will tell us that a master can be Kritzis Alidei Avdei V'shichase Ketanim. The Gemara continues V'atana Rab Hoshia, that we learned in the Braisa from Rab Hoshia, Kritzis Adam Alidei Atzma Alidei Ishtoi Aval Lo Yalidei Behemtoi, which is exactly the same din that the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. The Braisa continues, which once again mimics the lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. However, the Mishnah over there tells us that he can make a tnai for his eved or his shivcha aknanim, and doesn't make a difference if they're a gadol or a katan. And of course, this is a soisa Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated that he can't be kaitzis for an eved or shivcha that are ketanim. The Gemara continues, my lav idiv idiv b'mayla mezoinis. In order to explain this theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa, let us say that both the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a case where Reuven, who is either the husband, the father, or the adon, is supporting all these people, and therefore he's entitled to their wages. And v'hakamifli, and let us say the machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is the masav mishaloi oichel, that the Braisa holds that mishaloi oichel, and therefore even though the eved and the shifcha ketanim are ketanim, he still has a right to their wages, and this is considered their wage. Therefore, the Adon has a right to contract for their wages and say that instead of giving them the right to eat these peiros, I want you to give me a higher schar and I want you to pay me more. And right now, the Gemara ignores the fact that l'chira, if we're talking about a case of Maila Mezainis, then why would the father not be able to be kaitis by Binoy Bita HaKetanim? We will get back to this point in a moment. The Gemara continues, Masava Mishal Shemayim Oichel, and our Mishnah holds that the only reason why a poel could eat from crops is Min HaShemayim Oichel. And although the Adon or the father is supporting these ketanim, but he only has a right to their wages, and he doesn't have any rights to their ability to eat the crops while they're working, as that's not considered a wage, and it's only Min HaShemayim Hu D'Ochel. As Rashi says, Hilka as it doesn't even belong to the poil until the poil actually places the food into his mouth. Therefore, the Gemara wants to prove that there's machlekes between the Brice and the Mishnah if we hold Mishaloy Weichel or Mishamayim Weichel, and Lemaisa we pass like our Mishnah that Mishamayim Weichel and Ayin Tesdiva Maschel, my lab, Edib Edib, my Lemazonis, that Afagab the Shapa Uki Kvab Masisim, Be'im, my Lemazonis, that even though we previously stated that we could explain our Mishnah that's talking about a scenario of Ein Maila Mizoinis, Taisis explains, Hashad Aisi Brysa, now that we brought a Brysa, the Trichim Lokba, but Maila Mizoinis, Svirule Lokma Masisin, Dumi the Brysa, but since in the Brysa, we're going to have to explain that we're talking about a case of Maila Mizoinis, therefore the Gemara Habamina, that we want the Brysa and the Mishnah to be similar, and therefore we're going to explain both the Mishnah and the Brysa are talking about a case of Maila Mizoinis, and the Chilik, if Mishle Weichel or Mishamayim Weichel. The Gemara continues, Loi, that that's not necessarily the case, and you can't prove from here that the Mishnah hold Mishal Shemayim Weichel at the Kulam Mishloy Weichel. Really, you could say that all agree that Mishloy Weichel and that this Chus Mamin, Vlaikasha, Kamish, Ein Maila Mazenis, who Brysa by Maila Mazenis, and Ein Chanami, the Nafkamina between the Mishnah and the Brysa, is that the Mishnah is referring to a case where he wasn't supporting the Eved or his children or his wife or his Gadol, and that's why if the Eved or Shifcha or his son or daughter are Katanim, he can't be Meichel for them, and they are Labane Dea, and therefore they can't be Meichel either, and that's why you can't contract around this clause of a brisa but my lemazinus, and the brisa is specifically talking about a case where the father or the adon is actually supporting the avodim or his children, since he has a right to the mazinus. Therefore, in the case of an eved v'shivcha that aktanim, he is really entitled to the crops that they will eat while they're working, and therefore he can make a tonight with the balabayas that the eved or the shivcha should not be entitled to those crops. And the gemara now continues and asks the question that we mentioned previously that b'mayo kimta b'mayo lemazinus, if you're going to say the brisa is talking about a case where the father or the adon or the husband is supporting his wife, his children, or his avodim, and therefore he's entitled to the wages. So yachik tani nami nikatzlu the lechira. Why did the brisa only state that the adon has a right to make a tnai b'negei the chus of the bnei ubita gdolim? And the brisa specifically stated avaloy aridei bnei ubita ktanim. But lechira, since the father has a right to the wages, he should be able to contract with the balabayas that his children will not be able to eat while they're working. And the gemara answers taro the bnei ubita ktanim leizach le'rachmana. That although it's true that he has a right to the wages, but he doesn't have a right to that tsar, and therefore, although on a monetary level, he would be able to contract around the schusim of the child to eat while he's working, that's why the adon has a right to contract around his eved or shivcha da'aktanim, that they're not going to be able to eat, because he has a right to the wages, and the ability for them to eat is a schus mamin. However, a father doesn't have a right to contract to cause tsar to his children, and while they're working, they will be bitzar, because they won't have enough food, and they'll be hungry, and this issue of tsar is only relevant to a child that's a katan, and it's not relevant to an eved and shivcha da'aktanim, as an adon does have a right to cause tsar to his eved and shivcha. And Ritva points out, Pirish va'afilu bebita in hida zochi b'tsar chavolos b'di'eved, that certainly we know that if someone damages his daughter, then the father will collect on those damages. The father would also be entitled to any money that she would receive for her tsar. However, certainly that's only b'di'eved if l'maisa she got hurt and someone was mitzar her. However, le'zochlu she yokasal tsar l'chatchila, but certainly the Torah did not give a right to a father to cause pain and to make a tnai that will cause pain to his children, even though he is right to any monetary compensation if pain is actually caused to them. The Gemara continues, "B'maya kintel masisim b'she'im ma'alam mezaynus." You just explained that a Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the father, the husband, and the adon was not supporting his children and not supporting his wife and not supporting his avodim. Therefore, since the father doesn't have a right to the wages, so therefore he can't be meichel for his eved or shivcha da'aktanim or for his children that are ktanim. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Hanich leman d'oma ina rav yoch loim le'eved asei yimi ve'ina zoncha shaper. This works out according to the man d'oma that hold that b'negeir eved knani, a master cannot say to the eved that you should still work for me even though I won't support you. Therefore, our Mishnah would make sense that since the adon is not supporting the eved, therefore the adon doesn't have a right to the wages of his eved, and that's why he can't contract around that clause when the eved or shivcha are still ktanim. However, the Gemara is a leman d'oma yoch rav loim le'eved asei yimi ve'ina zoncha. But according to the Manda Amma Mesechtes Gittin, which we will see in a moment, is Rabbi Yechon, who holds that a master can contract with an Eved and say that I won't give you support, and even so, your work product will belong to me, and I still will have a right to your Maisei Yadayim, and you'll have to be Machsal or Psochim. Even though the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the Adon is not supporting the Eved, but even so, the Adon has a right to his wages, and therefore he should be able to contract around the ability for the Eved to actually eat these crops, and why does the Mishnah state that Eina Koitzes Lo Yaldei Avdo Yishuv Chaser Ketanim? The Gemara therefore says that Le'idi Ve'idi B'she'im Ma'ilim Mizoynes, we have to say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a case where the father, the husband, and the Adoin are not giving Mizoynes to their child, or to their wife, or to the Eved, and the V'hoplegi and the Machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is Gufa as to what the din is if an Adoin will say to an Eved, Aseimi Ve'ini Zancha, and the Mas Sova Yachol, as the Braisa holds Yachol, and therefore, even though the Adon is not supporting the Eved, the Adon still has a right to the wages of his Eved and his Shivcha, and that's why the Braisa states, and doesn't make a difference if they're a Gadol or a Katan. Well, the Gay's children, where certainly if the father doesn't support them, then they have the rights to their own Maisei Yadayim, and the father doesn't have a right to their wages, then certainly the Braisa is correct when it states, the Gemara continues, Masava in Yachol, however, the Tanava Mishnah holds that an Adon does not have a right to say to his Eved that I won't support you and I will still get your wages. And there is no difference between a child and between an Eved, and in either case, if the Adon or the father is not supporting them, then he has no right to the wages. And that's why the Mishnah is not mechalik between a child and an Eved, and the Mishnah states, the Gemara continues and is bothered that you're telling me that our Mishnah holds that in Yachol, that even if an Adon tells his Eved that he won't support him, that the Adon still has a right to his wages. We know the Rabbi Yechon Zman Amr Masechtas Gittin that holds Yochel Rav, and therefore he's going like the Braisa and not like the Mishnah. And L'chayr Rabbi Yechon Shepaskin like a Stam Mishnah, as we know Rabbi Yechon Amr Halachik Stam Mishnah. And as the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon Amr Yochel Rav Shavak Masisin Va'avik Braisa, doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yechon would paskin like a Braisa and not paskin like a Mishnah. And the Gemara therefore says El Dekule Alm Mishal Shemayim Oichel V'Loy Matzitz Katzitz, and therefore we have to say that really both the Mishnah and the Braisa hold that Mishemayim Oichel. That's why if father or master and Adon can never really contract in order to take away the mezoinis and take away the right of his wife or his Eved or his child to eat the mezoinis, and it doesn't make a difference if they gedolim or ketanim, really the father has no rights to this mezoinis and to the poilim's ability to eat the crops. However, when he makes this deal b'negei gedolim, so then they were sav v'kibbol and they were meichel. However, in the case of the Mishnah, since l'maisa he had no right to the wages and they're ketanim, therefore they can't be sav v'kibbol and they can't be meichel. That's why the Mishnah stated, however, the reason why in the Braisa we stated that the Adon does have the ability to be koitz al yidei avdo v'shuv chasei ketanim, ben gedolim or ben ketanim, not discussing the din of contracting around, but my koitz the Amar Rabbeishia mezoinis, when Rabbi Ishia stated in the Braisa that the Adon has the right to be koitz, that means that the Adon could go to the Baal Bayis and say that I want you to give mezoinis to my Eved prior to him working, and this way he won't be so hungry and he won't eat while he's working, and this way he's giving an etzah teva to the Baal Bayis in order that the Baal Bayis should save money. For example, if the peers that are in this field are very expensive, then the Adon is giving advice to the Baal Bayis that you'll be able to give them lower quality food and lower valued food, and you'll be able to save money. And of course, the Baal Bayis will pay the Adon some sort of a fee for this arrangement. And Lemaisa, the Braisa is teaching us that since the Eved is being fed prior to working, therefore there is no problem with this arrangement, even though it'll cause that the Eved won't want to eat while he's working. And I in the top Taisis on that side of Gimel Amud Aleph, where Taisis points out that at this point of the Gemara could have asked that you just explained how to understand the Braisa when it states v'koytis al yidei avdo v'shiv chasei ketanim ben gedolim ben ketanim, but the Maisa the Braisa also states avaloy al yidei b'noy ubita ketanim. And l'chira, if we're talking about a case where the father wants to make a stipulation with the owner that the owner should give food to his child that is a katan prior to starting to work, so why would that not be allowed, and what would be the issue in that scenario? However, the Gemara asks a similar question, and this question will be from an earlier part of the Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara asks from this case instead of asking from the case of Bnei Ubita Ketanim. The Gemara asks the Kavase Gav Behema Tevin. If you're telling me that when the Braisa stated that you could be Kaitis Al Yidei Avdo Yushif Chasei HaKetanim, and we're talking about a case where he was making a deal that he would give him food prior to working, so L'Chir Bnei Behema, a similar case would be where the owner would place straw in front of the Behema prior to the animal working, and therefore even though the animal is not going to be muzzled when it's working, it won't eat while it's working since it's already full. And as the Gemara continues, Nikas law, certainly why can't you make this deal with the Baal Bayis, and why did Braisa state avaloy al yidei behemtai? Therefore the Gemara states that in a chanami, according to the man d'omer that's chelik on Rabbi Yechon in Masechtas Gittin, then we already answered idiv idiv b'she'im ma'ilim mezoinis, and the machlekes is the masava yochol masava in yochol. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa could agree when a poel has a right to eat crops, it's b'shaloyu oichel. However, at least according to Rabbi Yechon, el b'hakamifli, we have to say the machlekas between the Mishnah and the Braisa is as follows: the masav mishalo oichel, or masav mishal shemayim oichel. That in Chanami we go back to our original pshat. Braisa holds mishalo oichel. If you're Rabbi Yechon, it doesn't make a difference if the adam was actually supporting the eved or the adam wasn't giving mizaynis to the eved. The adam never loses his rights to the wages of the eved. Rabbi Yechon holds yachal rav loy mal eved. I say yemi ve'ini zancha. And since the adam always has right to the wages of the eved, even when he's a cotton, therefore the Braisa states, because the avdav shivchas ketanim bein gedolim ubein ketanim, since it's really the schus moment of the adin, therefore the adin is a bar mechila, and the adin could be meichel the right of the eved to eat from these crops while it's working. Keep in mind that when the Braisa states avaloy aliday benoy ubita ketanim, if we're talking about a case where it's imal lemezonis, certainly the father doesn't have a right to the wages, since a cotton is la badas, therefore the cotton is not meichel, and therefore you can't contract around the ability of a cotton to be able to eat from the crops while he's working. Even if we're talking about a case where the father is supporting the son and he has a right to the wages, however, even so, a father doesn't have a right and ability to contract around the tzar of his child. And as the Gemara explained at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis and Beis, that tzarayu de b'noyu bita ketanim lo yizoch le'rachmona. And Ayin Rashi, according to the Man Omer, that's Chalak Rabbi Yechon, and he holds that if an Odin tells an Eved that I won't support you, that the Odin does forfeit his rights to the wages of the Eved. If so, how would the Braisa be able to say and Rashi explains that in the Chanami we would have to say that the Braisa is talking about a case where the Odin was Maila Mezoinis and therefore he had a right to the wages of the Eved, and that's why he could be but he still can't be because L'maisa he doesn't have any rights to be Mitzari them, as we explained. However, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah hold that the reason why a Poel has the ability to eat crops while he's working is mishamayim u'oichel, and therefore an adon or a father or a husband can never really contract around the obligation for the owner to allow the pile to work. That's why the Mishnah stated ava in a kaitzes loyal day b'nayu bita ketanim v'loyal day avdu shivchasek ketanim v'loyal day behemtayim m'pleishe im bendas. However, in a case where the children are gedolim or the evan shivcha gedolim or his wife, since they are b'nei das, therefore even though the husband or the father or the adon doesn't really have a schus mamin and really can't be meichlet without their consent. However, over there, as long as they knew about it, therefore we say that the stama is that they were meichel b'leiv shalim, and that's why the Mishnah stated that koitz alidei b'noyu bita gedolim alidei avdu shivchas gedolim v'alidei ishtoi mepnei sheyesh ben das. And although Rashi explained that l'fi Rabbi Yechon the case of the Mishnah could be kishemale mezaynis or imale mezaynis, however, ayin tesis that states Rabbi Yechon idi v'idi b'imale mezaynis, both the Braisa and the Mishnah are talking about cases of imale mezaynis and not talking about a case of yesh le mezaynis, and ayin sham, and we will stop over here.